in 10 days' time. Something happened to Daniel because he ate a certain kind of food. Now, what we're going to prove to you over the next 10 sessions is that if you do what Daniel did, something will happen to you. How can I say that? The number one killer in America is heart disease, directly related to diet. There are 23 million Americans that have high blood pressure, and half of them don't know it, and much of that is directly related to diet, and most of it to the way we live. Strokes, or TIAs, coming from hardening of the arteries. It's a segment of the population, it grabs a segment of the population that is really terrible. Most women fall way below men with regard to heart disease. But as they pass the change of life, the number of strokes in women skyrockets above that of men. Hardening of the arteries takes place after the menopause, directly attributable to diet and the way a person lives. Daniel found a secret that you and I need. There were four things that he knew. Point number one. You have this on your Biblical Perspectives and Health sheet. If you want to take that out now, I want you to write in the first thing that Daniel knew. Number one, Daniel recognized the basis for health. Daniel recognized the what is the basis for health? Is the basis for health eating what I want to eat? Is the basis for health eating what tastes good? Is the basis for health eating what's put in front of me? Is the basis for health doing whatever I want to do? Daniel recognized the basis for health. We're going to get to that later. Number two, Daniel knew the laws of his being. He knew and understood the laws of his being. Number three, Daniel cooperated with God's laws. He cooperated with the laws. Now, you know, there are many, many people who know what they should do, but they won't do it. Doctors make their biggest money from people who know what they should do, but who won't do it. That's interesting, isn't it? You guys, a physician, you can stand in an office and somebody will stand in front of you and you tell them, Mr. Jones, you should do 1, 2, 3. And Mr. Jones says, in his head, he says, 1, 2, 3. Boy, is that guy crazy? I know if I do it, I'll live better. I know I'll live longer. I know I'll enjoy myself more. But I'm not going to do those things. This is where the gap comes in our health, between knowing and cooperating. And by the way, my friends, it is a sign of intelligence to cooperate. It's a sign of intelligence to cooperate. Number four, Daniel received a bonus. Hey, listen. Look at verse 17 of Daniel 1. This is one of the most inspiring, startling, encouraging things I've ever read in my Bible. Daniel 1:17. As for these four children, we're talking about Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill and all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now, at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, and the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel. Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, therefore stood they before the king. Daniel got a bonus. You see, what he ate made his cheeks rosy, made his body strong, but it didn't do an awful lot for his intelligence or his wisdom. You know there's a difference between intelligence and wisdom, between knowledge and wisdom. 2 + 2 = 4. That's knowledge. How do you put a 4x4 up so the house doesn't fall down? That's wisdom. There are many people that know a lot of things, intelligent, but how to apply that which they know, they can't understand. That's a bonus. That comes from God. Daniel and his three friends were found to be smarter, more intelligent than anyone else, but it didn't come from what they ate. They got that as a gift from God because they cooperated with God in the laws of their being. And the same thing can be true for you. Now, I don't intend to tell you that I can give you a diet here that's going to clean up your arteries, make your heart beat like it was when you were 20, make your arthritis dribble away down your toes, make your diabetes vanish, and your hardening of the blood, of the arteries completely go away, your blood pressure drop, your smile change, and your skin gets soft. That doesn't happen. But I can guarantee you something. If you will cooperate with the laws of your being, as did Daniel, you then can grab God's throne with your hand, as it were, and say, Lord, I've cooperated with the laws that you've established for my being. I want your bonus. And he'll give it to you. He'll give it to you. Let's take a look at these, the basis for health. We're going to go through those four things now and review them very briefly as we go down your biblical perspectives of health sheet. The basis for health is, number one, that we are a perfect creation. The Bible says that when God finished his creation of this world, everything was good. You ever chance to look at a flower? How many imperfect flowers do you find? Well, occasionally you'll find one. But a flower is essentially perfect. Look at the human being. Perfect creation. God has given us fantastic organisms. You have right here an eyeball. By the way, the eyeball sits behind the eyebrow, which juts over the eyeball, so that things tend to come down this way without scratching the eyeball. And if they come this way, they hit the eyebrow and the surrounding orbital area before they get the soft part. And the eyebrow, you notice, has hairs which don't run this way. The hairs don't run up and down. The hairs run to the outside of the head so that as you're sweating, the sweat hits the eyebrow and runs around the eye. You thought it was an accident that your eyebrow was where it was and that the hairs all ran outside? God has a perfect creation. That eyeball is washed by a layer of tears, correction, three layers of tears. The tears that are made by a walnut-sized gland just outside this bony ridge here consist of approximately one teaspoonful, 5 cc's per day. They are very gently parceled out, and as they come down the eye side, outside the eyeball, and as your eyelids wink, they act like windshield wipers and move the three layers of tears across the outside of the eye. They are drained down then into small holes inside the eyelids near the nose, and if you look very carefully in a mirror at home, you'll see them. Those holes, by gravity, take the tear and dribble it into the nose from whence they are swallowed. So as you go through the day swallowing, one of the reasons you swallow is because the tears are being washed into the nose. That tear layer has three components to it. There is an inner layer. Now let me tell you something else about God and his creation. Do you realize that there's one part of your body that has no blood vessels? I can remember as a child, I used to try to think about where I could stick myself and it wouldn't bleed. Did you ever do things like that? You ever think like that? Some of you did, sure. Some of you look very sophisticated, but you're just like I am. You know, you wonder, now if I cut myself right here, would it bleed? There's got to be some place I can cut myself where there be no blood. How can there be blood everywhere? But there is. The center of the eye, the cornea, is avascular, has no blood in it. No blood. If you cut the cornea, it doesn't bleed. Isn't that wonderful? Well, it's wonderful except for one thing. If a substance or if a part of the body has no blood, then how does it get its nutrition? That's an obvious question. It's one that should be answered. Because blood has the function of taking nutrition to the various parts of the body. The inner layer of the tears consists of a layer that contains food for the cornea. It contains nutrients for the cornea. And as the tears are made and as they are swept across the cornea by the eyelids, they nutritionalize, if you will, the cornea. The second layer that is outside of the layer that gives nutrition to cornea contains a substance called lysozyme, which acts as an antibacterial agent. You know, the eye is in a terrible part of the body. It's always being blown into by the wind. And people are wiping their eye like so. Little snotty-nosed kids are running their eye like so. What's going to keep it from falling out because of abscesses? Well, the good Lord, when he created the perfect eyeball and the perfect tear layer, made the second layer contain an antibacterial agent, the original antibiotic, if you will. And as things come into the eyes, the bacteria contained in them are immobilized and killed by that middle layer of the tear. The outside layer of the tear is a stroke of genius. Because if you or I had made the tear, we would have made maybe two layers. But question, if you're only going to take one teaspoonful of eye drop material and pass it across the cornea, and you know it's moving by virtue of the eyelid blinking, then by the time it starts here and gets to here, what's to keep it from evaporating? Now, you never thought of that, did you? So I mentioned it just now. But God did. And the outside layer of that three-layered tear contains an anti-evaporant. That's what it contains. So that the tear that begins here can be guaranteed its integrity when it reaches the nasal lacrimal ducts and is drained in the nose so that you can swallow it. Tremendous creation. God's creation is perfect. The basis for health is that I was created healthy. I was created perfect. Daniel recognized this. He recognized that people become ill because they do not value themselves in terms of God's perfect creation. And number two, that health is original. Man was created perfectly healthy. People weren't created with disease. Now, here we're going to get into something that's very important, because how you view your body depends upon whether you subscribe to the pernicious theory of evolution or to the faith-filled fact of creation. You see, if I'm the end result of years and years of something that lobated out of the ocean and is now climbing the tree toward perfection, then I was not created perfect and healthy. Health is a state that I've achieved over the past X zillion of years. But the Bible says that when God created man, he created him perfect. I have a right to be healthy. I'm supposed to be healthy. And if I don't tamper with that which God has put in me, I will be healthy. Number three says disease is an interloper. You don't have to be sick. You don't have to be ill. You don't have to be decrepit. You were designed perfect. You were given health originally. And disease is something that has come upon the earth since then to take away health. Point number four in your syllabus is that it is the violations of the laws of health that bring on sickness and disease. And that's why Daniel could say to Melchizedek, I will not eat of the stuff the king has on the table, because that stuff is a violation of the laws of my being, and if I eat it, I will become ill. The man that looks at me and says, I don't care what you say, I'm going to smoke two packs a day, can be guaranteed that down the road somewhere he's going to get the results of the violation of God's laws. Because the same God that said the sun comes up in the east every morning says, if I pass carcinogens over that tender mucosa of the lining of my lungs, I will develop emphysema, chronic bronchitis, chronic sinusitis, and eventually lung cancer. The violation of the laws that God has set up for this perfect being are what bring on illness and disease and death. Point number two is that Daniel knew the laws of the being. Now, I'm not going to go into that tonight, because that's what we're here for the next 10 nights. We're going to talk for these 10 nights. Each night, we're going to talk about a separate law of the being. And as you see these laws, and as you become aware of them, and as you cooperate with them, your health is going to improve, and then we can ask God to bless with a bonus that which we're doing to cooperate with him. Number three is Daniel cooperated with the laws of God. Now, this is important because, as number one in the outline says, health doesn't just happen. People don't become healthy just by sort of wandering around and saying, I guess I'll try this one day and I'll try this next day, and I feel like this is a good thing to do, and or someone told me about this and I'll try this. Health comes because people work at it. It's something that has been lost because of the violations of God's laws of our being. In order for us to regain it, we've got to work at it. Therefore, what we're going to do for the next 10 days is not, repeat, not going to be easy. It's going to be work. But it's going to be fun work. It's going to be rewarding. You're going to see the results in your own body. The second point under that is that we must pay attention to the warnings. No one ever just gets sick suddenly. When people come in with appendicitis, they'll come and say, Dr. Neil, I've got this pain here in my side, and I think it's appendicitis. Take it out. And if you ask them, when did you get the appendicitis? I got it last night at 2 o'clock. Oh, did you? Yeah. Are you sure? Yeah. And you say, oh, wait a minute. Stop and think with me. Last night at 2, you got this pain. About 12 o'clock, were you feeling normal? Well, no. I had sort of a little discomfort up in here. Oh, ho, ho. You had just above the belly button a sort of discomfort? Yes. That was at 12? Yes. 10 o'clock, were you feeling normal? Well, no. I noticed that about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I felt a kind of shook in my stomach. Oh, you mean the appendicitis pain was preceded by a little bit of discomfort above the belly button, which was preceded by some nausea? Yeah. What about the evening before? Well, I also evening before that didn't have much appetite. You mean the appendicitis pain was preceded by epigastric discomfort, was preceded by nausea, was preceded by anorexia or loss of appetite? Yeah. You mean it's 2 days that you felt good? Well, now you stop thinking about it, that's right. It's been 2 days. Illness does not come without warning signs. Now, the thing that's going to distinguish you from anyone else walking around the streets of this part of God's globe is the fact that you're going to be smart when you leave here tonight. Smarter? You want it? Because you're going to be aware of those warning signs. Let's take a look at them. I put down here 7 or 8 things that we're going to be checking on you next Tuesday. And we must pay attention to the warnings. Anybody whose cholesterol is over 240 milligrams per cent is in trouble. T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Trouble! And if your cholesterol is higher than that, then you are walking around waiting for a heart attack. When is it going to come? I don't know. If a person comes to me and says, I feel a little bit nauseous, will I get appendicitis? I'm going to tell them, I don't know if you get appendicitis, but I'll tell you one thing. If you want to get it, you're on your way. Because nausea is one of the signs. And as I check my cholesterol, I find it's 265. I say, something has happened. I have violated one of the laws of my being, and I'm on the road to illness, which will inevitably come. Now, the good Lord made a law called gravity. And the law says if you go to the top of this house and walk off the edge without a ladder, what will happen?
Come down.
You'll come down. How often can you disobey that law? Never. The same is true of the other laws of your being. That's a physical law. This is a physical law. Number two. A blood pressure over 140 over 90. Do you know what your blood pressure is? Is it higher than that? If it is, you're in trouble. You're on the way. You're violating in some form or fashion one of God's laws. A triglyceride over 150 milligrams per cent. We know that in young men, triglycerides tend to be predictive of heart disease. In older men, cholesterol tends to be predictive of heart disease. And if these values are up, then you're violating, or someone around you is violating, one of God's laws of your beings. And if you expect to have good health, you've got to stop violating the law. Daniel couldn't say, well, I think I'll eat what the king put out here, and I'll pray to the Lord and say, Lord, you know I'm a captive, I'm in the king's court, and I've got to eat this stuff, so I'll eat it, and you bless me. I think there's some folks that treat God like that. Well, I've got to eat what Mike puts on the table. Or you know how I was raised, Lord. I love all that stuff. I can't stop eating it, so you bless me. God only grants his bonuses when we cooperate. Triglycerides over 150, a bad sign. Overweight more than 15 to 20%. Anxiety, insomnia with somatic symptoms. Now, what that means is people get upset, nervous, tense, and depressed, and they begin to show it in their body. People come in and say, Dr. Neil, I've got chronic ulcerative colitis. Well, you know immediately, there is no one that I have ever seen who is a calm, easygoing, relaxed Christian who has ulcerative colitis. Doesn't happen. But one of the laws God made was, if you worry, something's going to happen to your body. And it's a violation of one of God's laws. Constipation. Constipation, I'm here to tell those of you who don't know, is not the normal state of things. Now, some of you may feel that it is because you've had it so long, but that's not the way you were designed to work. That tear sweeps across in three layers, and it does it all day long because you treat the body right. And if we treat our bodies right, constipation will no longer exist. If you're constipated, you're violating one of the laws of your being. And during this 10 days, we're going to help you get back to that kind of health that Daniel got from his 10 days. Inability to walk 1 mile in 15 minutes. Now, that's interesting. There are some who will never be able to do that. But a person who's in good health should be able to do that. Provided he's got both legs and a normal heart and no arthritis, you should be able to walk 1 mile in 15 minutes. Now, you might want to take some of these things and go home and try them out when nobody's looking, you know, when the wife is in bed. At night, you get up and run around the block and see how long it takes you. Well, you can do that if you want to. We've got a better way of handling it for you, though. A blood sugar over 110 milligrams per cent, that's called diabetes. And if that's the case, then another one of God's laws is being violated. Now, let me ask you this. Question. Do you think that the same God who was alive when Daniel was on this earth is alive and functioning now? You see, the answer to that question determines whether or not he's going to do anything for you and me. Now, if Daniel was a one-shot deal, then we're sunk. Don't have the ghost of a chance. But if that same God that took that little Hebrew boy and said, listen, hey, that guy's cooperating with me. He knows these laws. I've set these laws in motion. Now, when he cooperates with me, he will get physical health. It's a foregone conclusion. But he's such a nice guy, and he's taking such good care of the property I've given him, I'm going to give him a bonus. Do you think he could say that for us today? What do you think? Yes! Yes! Do you think he will? Sure! I'm confident he will. Now, let's read this at the bottom of the page. God has laws for every part of your being. And we will apply them as we go along to achieve maximum health and happiness. What God did for Daniel, he can and will do for who? Me. For me. Yeah. When God created man, now I want you to hold tight. Listen, before you read any further, don't read any further. Lift your eyes up. Don't cheat. Tell me my cheat. When people come to a physician, sometimes physicians use a little bit of reverse psychology on them. Someone will come into you and they have something that you know is not really that serious. You know, it could become serious. And as you talk with the person, you know that if you don't really get tough with him, he's not going to do what you tell him to do. Many times this person is the same psychological makeup as the kind of person that says, if it tastes bitter, then it's good medicine. Some of the missionaries say that when they go overseas, they can give a person penicillin in two ways. One of them with a pill, the other with a shot. But if they give them the pill form, the person thinks it's no good. So they give them a shot. Call it hurt. Ooh, that hurt. Ow, must be good. Call it hurt. Now, I'm going to give you something here that hurts. And it's good. It's not good because it hurts. It's good because it's good. Now, let's read this. When God created man, in his first admonition and instruction was in the area of what? Diet. The very first things God said to man was about his diet. You are what you eat. This dietary instruction was the foundation for man's happiness and cooperation with God. Since God addressed this first, we should also demonstrate what can happen as we follow God's plan. Let's go back in your Bibles to Genesis, the first chapter. It should be page 9 of your Bible. Genesis, the first chapter, back to the very beginning. Genesis 9. We're going to read Genesis, the first chapter, I'm sorry, page 9. We're going to read verse 29, Genesis 1, 29. It says here in Genesis 1:29 and page 9 of your Bible. I'll give you a couple more minutes to find that because we want everybody to have a chance to read that so that you know what's going on. Genesis 1:29, page 9 in your Bible. And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat." This was God's original diet command. He gave him fruits, grains, nuts, vegetables. Fruits, grains, nuts, vegetables. You've got a place to put three of those in there. You can take fruits, grains, and nuts, and you can put the vegetables with the fruits if you like. That was God's rhythm. Why did God just give man fruits, grains, nuts, and vegetables to eat? Why? Because God had just made man. Because God had just made man perfect. Because God had just made man perfect and wanted him to stay that way. Because God had just made man perfect and wanted him to stay that way and wanted him to continue to be healthy. So God said, the man that I've created perfectly now has a perfect diet. But you immediately have noticed something, haven't you? There's nothing in there about McDonald's or Burger King. There's nothing about steak or fish or anything like that, is there? No, there's no Kentucky Fried Chicken in there. Why not? Because when the perfect God created the perfect man, he did not intend for that man to eat those things. This is why Daniel could say hundreds of years later to the king of Babylon who had just conquered the world, "I want to follow God's plan for my life because I know, I understand, and I'm going to cooperate." Now, let me ask you a question. We've got 10 more sessions. I am excited about something happening to you. But in order for it to happen, you know the law, you understand the basis. The question is, do you want to cooperate with it? Now, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand and, you know, tell me, "Yes, Dr. Neil, I'm going to cooperate." There's a place at the bottom of that sheet for you to sign. If you decide that you want to get the maximum from this health series, if you decide you'd like to, for the next 10, now I'm not asking you this for the whole rest of your life, you very well may decide to do that, and I hope you do. But if you want to decide that for the next 10 sessions, I'm going to test God, just like Daniel did for 10 days, I'm going to test him for 10 sessions. I'm going to become a vegetarian and follow God's plan for the next 10 sessions. When you get home, when the lights are all out, in the stillness of your bed, when you talk to God, mark one of those, circle one of those. Yes, I hope it will be yes. Because if you mark a yes, when you come back next Tuesday and the days after that, I'm going to show you improvement in your life. Is that fair enough? Next Tuesday evening, here's what I want you to do. You ready for some more tough medicine?
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad I got one man over there to give me this, and I'll talk to him. Here's some more tough medicine. Tuesday, I want you to fast for 12 hours. Oh, good. There weren't many moans. That's good. That either means everybody's going to do it or nobody's going to do it. Tuesday, I want you to fast for 12 hours. When you come back next Tuesday evening, we're going to take some blood from you. We're going to run it through our computer. It'll be run through two computers. The first computer is going to go through this in Hackensack, and it will tell you what's in your blood. It will give you 25 analyses. Then I'm going to run through my computer, which will then tell you what your apparent health or biological age is and your percentage chance of dying in the next 10 years. Then, we're also going to have some people here next week to show you about a vegetarian diet. So you don't have to start that till Tuesday. You can kind of think over till then, but bring that thing back marked if you will. We're going to help you. Then, as you continue that diet and begin incorporating the other laws, and each night we're going to give you a law, we're going to show you in 1 week, we're going to do the same test over again, and show you how your body has improved and your percentage chance of dying has dropped as a result of cooperating with God's plans. Is that fair enough? Hey, I'm excited about what you can do. That's going to be terrific. Now, you may know that your percentage chance of dying next year is 10 years is 5%. Would it be nice to have 0% or 2%? Or if it's 30%, come back with 10%? Would it be nice to have your, those of you who are diabetic, would it be nice to have your insulin dosage drop? That can happen. Those of you who have angina, wouldn't it be nice to throw away the nitroglycerin pills? That can happen. You who have high blood pressure, wouldn't it be nice to go to the doctor and have him scratch his head and say, what in the world has happened? I no longer have to charge you $20 a week to come back and have blood pressure taken. It's normal. Wouldn't that be great? It can happen. We are guaranteed that if we follow the laws of our being, something positive will happen to us. Let me just reiterate that as we close off now. We want you to take this sheet home, the one that says registration health information. Fill out the material on there. Bring it back next week. Don't fill out anything below that line. When you come back Tuesday, if you intend to take the blood and the computer analyses and follow through with this thing, bring in $20 to cover the costs. From Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock to Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock, don't eat nothing. Now, that's a double negative, and it means it does not mean you can eat anything. That's emphasizing. Don't eat. You can drink all the water you want, but no food. We're going to take your blood that night. We, by the way, will have something here for you to eat so that you won't faint between 7 and 8. Okay? We'll fix you up with something to eat so that your body and soul will be held together. And then we're going to start you on your vegetarian diet. We're going to take you to the next 10 sessions. And, buddy, you'll be able to kneel down by the side of your bed in the evening and say, good Lord, I'm following the laws of my being as best I know how. I know I'm going to be healthy, but I want the bonus that you gave Daniel in Daniel 1:17. And the Lord will be so happy with you. He'll say, at last, after all these years, you're doing what I really want you to do. Here's the bonus. It's guaranteed. It's been fun being with you tonight. We're looking forward to some exciting things happening just over these next 2 weeks. Those of you who might want to bring friends out, you can bring them this Tuesday. We've got it built in so we can handle enough as many people to show up. We want to wish you the very best in Godspeed. If you'd like to stay for the next meeting, which will be following in about 15 minutes, certainly feel free to. Those of you who have come for the smoking program, let me see again. Has anybody come in since then? One, okay. Sir, the man who's going to run the smoking program will be in touch with you in just about 2 minutes to tell you what he's going to do about it. Okay? The rest of you, it's been a pleasure having you out tonight. Again, as many of you can, please stay by. We look forward to seeing you Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Let's stand and have a word of prayer to close this session tonight. By the way, if you have questions, you can either feel free to ask me afterwards. I'll be around here, or you can write them down and bring them with you. Our kind Father in heaven, we're so thankful for thy word, which is really the basis for our physical as well as our spiritual health. We pray thy blessing upon these people now as they leave this place. May they go recognizing the laws of health and determined to cooperate with them. Bring us back safely on Tuesday evening to see how our cooperation can yield better results here and in the hereafter, we pray. Amen.
This has been another classic sermon from the Archive of American Christian Ministries. International Copyright 2008, all rights reserved. This recording has been digitally reprocessed from the original audio cassette or reel-to-reel in order to make this CD available. The audio quality was improved as much as possible. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministries.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There is no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with our speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.